up to a Mishnah that's very related to the teaching of Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan that we looked at yesterday, which is the teaching of Rabbi Shimon, and he talks about Shlosha Sha'achlu al Shulchan Echad. So instead of people just getting together, spend time, and we talked about yesterday whether it would be a Moshav Leitzim because they're willfully ignoring the Torah, or it would be literally a rendezvous with the Shechina. Here we have individuals who are also involved in a social activity, but in this case, it's in the context of eating. So the same dichotomy is at stake here. So the Mishnah says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, that if they're Ein Beinayim Divrei Torah, it's Kilu Achlu Mizivchei Mesim, which is a way of saying that it's almost like they're eating from idolatrous sacrifices. And that of course, is a great condemnation. But if there is Divrei Torah, Yesh Beinayim Divrei Torah, Kilu Achlu Mishulchano Shamakam Shene'emar, Vayomer Eliza HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. So, this is a pretty stark contrast that people, you know, all it takes is to give one Dvar Torah and you converted Zivchei Mesim to somehow benefit from sacrifices of Avodah Zarah to being in God's direct presence. HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. So, you know, how exactly is the Dvar Torah, you know, solving that kind of a problem? So I think this needs to be clarified. I think probably the best way it could be clarified is by noting the position of Rashi on the matter, which initially will make things worse, but hopefully it'll make things better. So Rashi says that he thinks that by reciting benching, that should be enough to make this transition. So you're left wondering, you know, like if your obstacle here is to go from participating in an idolatrous feast, you know, being a card-carrying member of the Egel HaZahav society, you know, and you've got to go from that to eating in front of Hashem, it's probably going to take more than a single Dvar Torah. Maybe you're going to have to, like, publish a Rambam or something like that. I mean, how are you doing this? And then Rashi says, well, he thinks that benching is enough. So that's really surprising, because that seems to lower the bar even more. So I think that these two questions actually answer one another. In the following sense, like, what's really the issue here? Is that people spent 15 minutes eating and they didn't share, you know, a Dvar Torah? I don't think that's really what's at stake here. I think what's really at stake is a fundamental issue about how we experience carnal pleasures in this world, such as eating. And as the Rav spoke about in many, many different places, including primarily Family Redeemed, but in other places as well, that carnal pleasures in this world are not good or bad, but they do need to be redeemed. Instead of being a primal animalistic experience, you know, animals get together to eat also in their own way, that we're supposed to eat in a way that reflects Tzelem Elokim, that reflects human dignity, but even more so divine awareness. That's why we have the notion of Bracha Rishona, Asra L'Adam Lehenos Min Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha. We have to acknowledge God's mastery over the world before we benefit from it. And of course, we're obligated to acknowledge our debt of gratitude to God. Hazanas ha'olam kulo b'tuvo b'chein b'chesed v'rachamim. I think that's why Rashi says that benching would fulfill this obligation. Because what's at stake in the Mishnah is a person essentially a barbarian. And, you know, they're in this world and they're in, you know, this race, Darwinian race to ingest calories, and if they get the calories, they'll be able to pass on their genetic, you know, material, and the other guy will not be able to pass on his genetic materials because he didn't get the calories. You know, is that what we're doing here? If that's true, kilu achlu mizivchei mesim. If you're thinking about it in somewhat more spiritual terms, you know, and acknowledging the fact that our eating in this world is not really for the sake of eating, but we're ingesting those calories so that we can acknowledge God and continue to serve God in many other areas and arenas of life. So then it's kilu achlu mishulchano shalmakom shenemar zeha shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. And I think that this is just fundamentally true. And sometimes I think that, you know, people, when they misunderstand or they take this Mishnah too literally, you know, it kind of creates or it can create a little bit of social awkwardness, which I don't think the Mishnah was really interested in creating. My wife, I think it was after we were married that she told me this story. Otherwise, I probably would have felt a little pressure. She mentioned that she had once been on a date with a fellow, just in the middle of their conversation, he said, "I will now recite a Dvar Torah." And then he proceeded to recite a Dvar Torah. But Shemira is a very sort of a stark, not that she minded, but it's sort of like a stark, you know, in light of the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, "I will now recite a Dvar Torah so that we will not be classified as having consumed from Zivchei Mesim." Yeah, it's an unusual interaction in that sense. So I think that this is based on a misunderstanding of the Mishnah. I don't think the Mishnah is saying this is sort of like a checklist requirement. You know, are the lights working? You know, has the radiator looking? Did we say the Dvar Torah? I don't think it's supposed to be a checklist. I really think it's supposed to be a sort of like an orientation to how we experience, pleasures of this world. And let's not forget, and this will conclude, that the Rambam actually lists amongst the most serious and grave of personality flaws, or the Rambam says in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, that certain characteristics are worse than Averos Sheyesh Behen Maisa, than action-oriented Averos, because they really ensnare one's personality. So the Rambam includes there Redifas HaMachalos, a person who literally chases after food. It's one thing to enjoy food, but sort of to make it the epicenter of one's existence, it does raise serious moral questions, and we weren't meant to relate to it that way. We're supposed to enjoy God's world, with the understanding that it's God's world, and hopefully that it could sustain us so that we'd be able to then devote ourselves towards more cardinal areas of his service.